The modern world can get messy. Fortunately, Swiss artist Ursus Wehrli is a man of obsessive order, as he demonstrates in his book, The Art of Cleanup, tapping into the desire for organization and the insanity of uber order. He categorizes everyday objects and situations by color, size, and shape. He arranges alphabet soup into alphabetical order, sorts the night sky by star size, and aligns sunbathers' accoutrements, all captured in bright photographs sure to astonish even the pickiest of neat freaks. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Ursus Wehrli to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly, sir?
No worries. It's fine.
well, pronounce it correctly for me then.
You know, actually, nobody does it in the U.S. because it's just, I would pronounce it Ursus Wehrli, but you pronounce it Ursus Wehrli, and it's really fine. So I don't. Yeah,
okay.
Whatever you like.
Yes. I would change it, but I really can't hear the difference. So I'm gonna go with it, but that's fine. The art of cleanup, this came to you as an art project or out of a necessity that you wanted things in order?
No, I wouldn't call it a necessity. It was, I was just always interested in looking at things differently. So it started out when I was looking at modern art, and I took some famous art paintings and just put all the different forms and shapes and colors in another place on the canvas. So I started to tidy up artworks, actually, to give them a more neat look. And it was quite satisfying. So I thought, why not devote yourself into everyday situations, because our world is full of messy moments and situations. So that's how it started, the art of cleanup started.
And you've been working on this for how long?
For about like 2 years, but not all the time, of course. I was just I'm also working on stage as a comedian in Europe, and besides, I'm working on this tidying up project, which is quite fun to do.
So, as I mentioned in the introduction, in the book, you have these everyday objects and situations that are in order, and whether it be color or size or shape, you arrange them, everything from alphabet soup, as I mentioned, or the night sky. And what were you looking for? What lent itself perfectly to that order, to that cleaning up, if you will?
You know, it's like, I think our everyday lives are just full of complex decisions and questions, and it's not so easy anymore to decide whether things are good or bad. Or we long for simplicity and ordinariness, and one way to organize your thoughts is to tidy up. And so I started to do that, and of course I tidy up in situations, or I put things in order you actually don't have to bring in order. But as we all know, sometimes you have a lot of things in your head and thoughts. You want a jumble of thoughts in your head. And if you start to hoover your living room, then you feel better afterwards, even if it's not connected at all. So you know what I mean.
How much of your art do you feel is in the order, is in the cleanup, if you will, and how much is in capturing that in the photograph? I mean, do you consider yourself a photographer as an artist, or is it really setting up, you know, there's really a bunch of things going on.
You know, the good thing is I don't have to entitle the whole thing what I'm doing. It actually, I don't care if I'm an artist or a photographer or just doing my ideas alike. And the good thing is I just do what inspires me, and I try to look at things in a different way and put them in a different form. And I had really fun to make this book, to make this book happen. And now it's up to the readers to decide, what is this art? Is this a lifestyle book? Is this a coffee table book? What is it? And I think it is what it is. And if it appeals to whoever likes it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When it comes to actually doing this, then you set this up to be, the original project was to do a book. It wasn't for an exhibit. It wasn't for an art museum. This was for a book.
The original project was for a book, and as I said, it started actually. I already made two books before this. The Art of Cleanup is the third one, and the first two books were only with modern visual art. So I took famous paintings and rearranged them. And the first books were about tidying up artwork, and after that, I realized, actually, there are a lot of more messy situations around, not just in the art world. And then I started to tidy up parking lots and fruit salads and a lot of other messy things.
And what goes into the photography for you of capturing that moment, of capturing that tidying up?
Well, what goes on while I'm doing it, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't get your question right. So, like it to move things around, you know. I have, it's not just, of course, I have like small pictures where I have an alphabet soup where I sort letters alphabetically. This is more a small project, but then I have the bigger projects where I tidied up a whole parking lot with real cars. So we had like some 100 cars, and I moved the cars, or I told the drivers to move their cars and sort them. I sorted them by color and by size, and of course these kind of projects are just beautiful to do because it's a whole happening. It's like a film set, because you need a big location, you need a crane for a photographer, you can play with people. It's like a theater play where you tell people to move there, and a lot of things are going on, and that the whole thing is also documented in short movies where you can see how the whole things happens. And I don't know, it's kind of satisfying to see the before and after pictures. I think that's what it is. Yeah,
certainly. And of how this order is created. And what do you think it is that is so comforting? Because so many of us live in a state of disorder, whether that be real or imagined or, intentional or unintentional. But we live that way. And yet when we see things like this work, things that are in order, it seems right, I think, for most of us. You know, it seems natural.
Yeah. So you see that my work is actually very simple and complex at the same time, of course. But I think every child knows how to tidy up, and perhaps my work is an answer to a complicated world. So the more topsy-turvy our world becomes, the more satisfying it is to look at my tidied-up pictures, and it's relaxing to see a guy like me trying to simplify things. And it's not an answer that makes any sense to a complicated world, but it's an attempt to understand the world of complicated connections and decisions better. And that's a reason why people just like to browse through it, and it's even for adults or for kids, you just like to see those neat situations. I don't know exactly what it is, but probably we all long for a little bit of order in a complicated world.
So is your studio like this, or is that, I mean, is there disorder in your life as well?
I think you would not like to see my studio. I always think it, the more I work on my tidy up artwork, the less I tidy up the places where I actually live. So, you know, I don't have time to do my studio or my living room because I have to work on my artwork. So,
that makes perfect sense.
Person. Yeah, but I'm not a compulsive person myself. So actually, the more I work on the artwork, the more I love the chaos or the chaotic situations too.
Well, it's a fascinating book. It's beautiful, and it really is something to look at. It is called The Art of Cleanup. It is published by Chronicle. Ursus Reilly, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
A delight. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.